Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The U.S. has hit a new high in daily coronavirus infections. NPR's Amy Held reports Johns Hopkins University says nearly 84,000 new cases were reported yesterday.
The new record surpasses the summertime surge, then concentrated in the Sunbelt states. Today, outbreaks are all over, steadily rising all month, particularly in the Midwest. And while testing has improved, hospitalizations are also up, and experts warn deaths will follow. The timing is especially bad as the U.S. enters the flu season alongside the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Europe is accounting for half of the global rise in coronavirus cases. WHO's Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world stands at a critical juncture.
The next few months are going to be very tough, and some countries are on a dangerous track.
He says it's not too late for governments to turn things around, but they must act based on the data. Amy Held, NPR News.
President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden are on the campaign trail today, with 10 days left to get out the vote and sway undecided voters. President Trump has stops in three states.
We're going to make three stops today, big ones, big rallies, three big ones.
There in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin, former Vice President Biden is hosting drive-in events in Pennsylvania to allow social distancing.
What we don't want to do is become super spreaders, but thank you so much. I wish I could see all of you back there, but thank you, thank you, thank you for being here.
Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has run into another legal hurdle in his effort to limit the number of drop boxes for mail-in ballots in the state to one per county. An appeals court yesterday upheld an injunction. The state's attorney general says he's appealing to the Texas Supreme Court. In the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region, fighting is flaring a day after the U.S. tried to get Armenia and Azerbaijan back to the negotiating table. NPR's Lucian Kim reports the conflict threatens to draw in neighbors Turkey and Russia.
Azerbaijan and Armenia are trading accusations of shelling, which the other side denies. On Friday, the two countries' foreign ministers met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Washington, though with no concrete results. The conflict dates back to the end of the Soviet Union, when Armenians living in Azerbaijan's Nagorno-Karabakh region fought and won a bloody war of secession. Azerbaijan now vows to take back the territory. Armenians say they are fighting for the survival of their nation against Azerbaijan and its powerful ally Turkey. The current flare-up in fighting started less than a month ago. Russia, which is also trying to mediate a resolution, estimates almost 5,000.
This is NPR. An Illinois police officer who shot a black couple inside a vehicle this week has been fired. A 19-year-old man was killed. His girlfriend is wounded. The FBI says it's joining the investigation. Colorado's East Troublesome Fire continues to rage largely out of control. It's 4% contained and has burned nearly 300 square miles. Tens of thousands of residents are displaced. Fire officials say they're hoping to get some help from a snowstorm this weekend. A NASA spacecraft that collected rocks from an asteroid this week picked up a lot of material. In fact, it scooped up so much, there's an unexpected problem, as NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
When researchers used a camera on the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft to look at its sample collection device, they saw that it seems to be holding hundreds of grams of asteroid material. But some of it is escaping. A Mylar flap isn't closing right because rocks are jammed in there. Dante Loretta is the mission's principal investigator. He says they think they're losing only a small fraction of the material.
But it's more than I'm comfortable with. I was pretty concerned when I saw these images coming in.
To prevent further loss, the team is making preparations to stow the collecting device in its return capsule as soon as possible. The capsule will return to Earth in 2023. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.